This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today is one of the best national days of all. It is National French Fry Day. What did you say earlier? French fries go with what?
Everything.
Boom.
Whether it's Italian, I'll have chicken parm and French fries. I don't mind.
What?
Oh, yeah. I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care. Absolutely. They go with everything. Pizza. Doesn't matter.
So we don't hurt anybody's feelings, sponsors, or anything like that. We're not going to go around the Metroplex with businesses. You got to give your best and worst types of French fries. 877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing Fantex. 877-881-1053. Okay, I'm really, really torn. I'm really struggling with my very best. But I can give my most overrated ones. And they're hot takes. I mean, they're hot takes.
Hot takes?
The oil's hot. The oil's hot. I'll go first, and I'll dip in the fryer first. Number one, definitely the worst.
Wait.
Don't put that music on.
Come on now. It's Feaster's Feast.
Yeah.
It's a horrible, horrible benchmark we did years ago with some hot chick telling us how to, hey, you take a fry from France, and it's a French fry.
Yeah.
We were on the cutting edge of that.
No, that was a horrible segment, but it gave us this great music.
The worst fry there is, it's not a debate, it's not a question. I know a lot of people will say it's not true. It's the shoestring fry. Terrible.
I totally agree.
I don't want potato chips for my French fries, and my father loves this crap. The crispier it is, the better it is. I want to taste some thickness. I want
a good girthy fry.
Music down for this.
I want that potato. I don't want that little shoestring crisp of a potato chip. The shoestring fry is the worst fry.
I totally agree with you. Now here's the problem.
I won't even order fries. I'll get another side. I'll walk around tables at a restaurant to see what type of fries they serve, and if they're shoestring fries, I won't get them.
This is the shoestring fry is the only fry that isn't the best side in the world. All the other types of French fries I have on my list,
yes,
are the best side that you can order at a restaurant.
Yes. I agree. My overrated fry, the waffle fry.
Oh!
Idiot.
You are just
idiot.
And let me tell
you. Stupid.
Let me tell you why. The only reason is because I feel like they get cold really fast. So I don't like Chick-fil-A's waffle fries. I feel like they're, now you're giving to me right out of the fryer and they're piping hot.
Yeah.
I like it, but it gets a little bit too cold for me. And so the Chick-fil-A waffle fries in general, that's my most overrated fry.
My overrated is the seasoned fry.
What?
I don't like the cumin. Is it cumin that they put on it? Seasoned.
Cumin?
What are the Cajun fry?
Cumin.
Just give me
it's more
salt.
Cajun, yeah.
Just give me salt.
I think it's cumin.
Cumin. So you're telling me.
I don't like cumin.
And this is going to go towards some businesses, I guess. But
The curly fry that you get at the certain.
The Arby curly fry?
I like the regular.
The Arby Kirby? You don't like the Cajun spice one?
No, I like the regular one.
Why?
I don't like the, when I'm tasting my potato salt ketchup combination.
Yeah.
It skews it.
Okay.
And that's my favorite combination of food.
See, I think
that's why I don't like sweet potato fries either for that very reason.
Oh, I forgot
because
about sweet potato fries.
It messes up.
Worth forgetting about.
To me, my fry.
Okay. I think that the number one seed for most people on overrated fry, and I
say it with me.
I hate that people say this, Chop. I don't know if you're with me or not. The number one overall French fry, overrated French fry is
the steak fry.
The steak fry.
Well, that is number one, baby.
No one overrates it. It's just the worst fry. No one rates the steak fry as a top fry.
Are you kidding me?
Do you think there's too much meat in a potato? I mean, sorry, in a hamburger? You think there's too much meat in a steak?
There's you say, no, let me get a quarter pounder instead of a half pounder?
No, staring, you get the most potato you can in a fry. That's the steak fry.
I'm staring at the Fantex. Not one person. Not one. And we've gotten over 50 to 60 texts already as we started this thing. Not one person has texted in that the steak fry is the best. No one overrates it. No one rates it at all. The steak fry is, I literally have it as my last fry
on
here.
It's so thick. It's
overrated.
Fat. How's it overrated?
It's not rated. You can't be overrated if no one
don't
you, good.
What don't you like about it?
It's too thick.
Mm.
It's too thick. It's off. It's difficult.
If you
to
love
get
ketchup,
a,
you have to love the steak fry. They get you the most ketchup.
It's
most
difficult ketchup. To get a fry that big while also maintaining the crispiness consistency throughout. So you talk about the shoestring fry. It's too thin. Well, it's the steak fry is too thick. It's almost impossible. Like the steak fry and the wedge fry, it's almost impossible to get them to be a little crunchy at all.
Here we go. Here we go. National Fry Day.
I don't want them crunchy.
The bloodbath has begun. My three worst fries.
I'm not American.
Y'all have mentioned two of them. The third worst, shoestring. The second worst, Roy just brought it up. The potato wedge.
Oh!
People think potato wedge is a fry.
Awful. It's not a fry. It's
not
a
fry.
Doesn't KFC serve potato wedges?
That's why I don't even include it. It doesn't even get included because it's just baked potatoes.
Yeah, it's not a fry, but people are like, no, it's French fry. No, it's the second worst. The worst fry of them all.
Fake fry.
It's the crinkle cut.
Oh, no, that's great.
Right, yeah. That
is
the worst.
Oh,
we're fighting. Now we're fighting. Okay, so that's the number one.
Excuse me. Can I get a small order of crinkle cut fries with 3 ounces of grease in it? Thank you so much.
I think crinkle cut could be in my top two.
It's the one.
It's not the one. The steak's the one. The regular.
The steak is not no one. And everybody on the Fantex is killing the steak fry.
Man, y'all just aren't a man enough like me and Chuck.
Are you kidding? You guys want that thick, potato-y base,
you guys,
huh?
Yeah. You guys complain about too much meat in your burger. Oh, I'm talking not to you guys. I'm talking to the fans. Y'all complain. This burger's too much. This burger's
I found
this burger's too meaty.
I've got one fan text now. In all the time that we've been talking about
this,
I've got one person that says steak fry is great.
This drink is too strong. It's too much alcohol.
Steak's too tender.
That's steak fry complaining.
Steak fry too mushy. The potato wedge is the butt of the French fry. Absolutely true.
What?
Out on big fries. Too soggy, too floppy. Can't trust the consistency.
So you know I'm here by that? People who like crunchy fries? There's a lot of... There's a lot of King fans of their fries.
Now you're generalizing.
I'm generalizing because if you don't like steak fries and you like really crunchy fries, you and I don't know each other.
Okay, we're at the bottom of this list.
I've never seen you guys order steak fries, by the way. Ever.
You can't get them because other restaurants are too dumb. They don't get it.
That may be true. You've got to get them at a steakhouse.
You can't get them in a lot of places.
And you wouldn't get them at a steakhouse.
Absolutely would.
I need a very important question before you move on to the top, Troy.
Okay.
You're trying to disqualify potato wedges. If you want to take potato wedges out, we can do it. I love potato wedges. They're seasoned, too, like curly fries. Are we counting tater tots?
No.
Yes, it's got to be included as...
What are you talking about?
It's got to be included as a type of fry.
I think it's a type of fry.
Yeah, no.
I had it written down, Sean. I had it written down.
Wait, hold on.
Well, if we are, then that's last.
Oh, it does.
Oh, choppy, no!
Wait, hold on. I did read it. It is National Type of Fry Day. No, it's not. It's National French Fry Day.
Now, what are home fries? Are home fries club?
Fries are out.
Fry.
No, home fries are out. Like tater tots. Like I would have them last if they were in.
Why?
Because again, with the ketchup, they fall apart too easily.
You gotta give them a little more well done. I think
you either have to use a fork to stab them in the ketchup, or you got to get your fingertips dirty with ketchup. I don't do that.
Yeah, because no one eats fries with their fingertips. It's all fork and knife.
No, but you could get ketchup on your French fry without getting the ketchup on your finger.
This is RJ just hating Napoleon Dynamite. That's why he doesn't want
to. Does everyone else here love tater tots?
I love them, but I wouldn't put them at the top of any list.
Okay.
I love them. They're smack dab in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, I don't love them. Don't hate them. They're not bad. They're not great.
They're not great. Now, let's go to the top of the list. It is National French Fry Day. As you can tell, we are getting really worked up over this.
Is the Fantex blowing up?
Oh, my gosh.
Easily. Here are my top three, and I think we've mentioned two, but I'm going to go and give them to you. Number three, you can't argue with me. If you do, you argue with John Daniels. Number three on my list is the truffle fry.
God, John Daniels.
Yes.
Oh, trouble.
All right, now.
Oh. Whoa. I'm sorry, dude.
What makes this tough, though, is that it's not the way that the truffle is made. See, it's not the way that the fry is made. Yeah. It's like the addition. I could then say, you know what?
Chili cheese.
Yeah, I like chili cheese fries. Cheese.
Well, we're talking about the kind of fries of the fry. The cut of the fry.
No. I'm putting truffle fry in there. If you're trying to throw in tater tots.
You're not counting tater tot and you're counting truffle fry.
I'm sorry. Is it a fry?
No, it's a topping.
No, it's a truffle fry.
Okay. What's
so truffle fry is number three. Number two, it's the curly fries. I know we're not going to pick out sponsors in here, but there's a certain sponsor that sounds like a pirate. Arr.
Yeah.
Love them.
Okay.
And number one on my list, hot take, it's sweet potato fry.
Mm.
Sweet potato fry is the number one French fry of them all.
The only good thing
absolutely
about
not.
The... Fan Sports Lounge. Sweet potato tots are very good. And I'm not a big sweet potato fan, but I love sweet potato fries.
Man, I would wake up the manager of that sports lounge at 1 o'clock in the afternoon saying, please, make me some of these.
Okay. Chop. 3, 2, 1.
Man, this is tough because I want to find a way to get crinkle in there because I'm a huge crinkle fry guy.
National French Fry Day.
So 3, I went waffle.
Okay.
Okay.
2, I went regular. The regular fry.
Regular's gotten a lot of disrespect this morning.
It's a very good fry, man. It's simple. It's easy to make.
I bet you're a missionary guy, too.
just regular.
I like it regular.
I am anything but that, if you guys know me.
Yeah, I know.
And then number one is the steak fry.
Woo!
I don't like them crunchy.
Woo!
If I wanted crunchy fries, I'd cook them myself because I wouldn't be able to do it.
Gross.
Uh-huh.
You just get a floppy fry just flopping around in your hand. It's too greasy to even hold its own shape.
But here's the thing. Like, RJ opened the segment by saying you could eat a French fry with anything. Steak fry should only be eaten with a steak.
I do agree
and
with that.
And yet he never orders it with a steak when
yes,
we go
I do.
Out and
you
eat.
You want to bet? I always
you
order steak fries.
You want to go?
Always as my side.
I'll fight you over this. You've never ordered steak fries one time when we've been out on the road.
Sean, have you ever seen more steak? We don't go to steakhouses.
Yeah, we don't go to a steakhouse.
They won't even expense us a food court. So they're not going to let us go to a steakhouse. Let's go 3-2-1, Dub.
3-2-1. Number 3, the regular, the classic, right there. Number 2.
I'm just going to lay here on my back in bed.
Number 2, the waffle. And number 1, the crinkle.
Crinkle's a great fry.
Pretty easy. And pretty indisputable, in fact.
What was number 3 for you?
The regular.
Yeah, it's a good fry.
Regular fry. We can talk about fries all day, but you...
It's the basis.
It's the baseline
of all fries.
It's the baseline. It's the foundation. Troy has screwed up my world now with the sweet potato fry. 877-881-1053. I'm going to do this.
We're fry bros. Come on.
Man... I'm going to put sweet potato at 3.
Okay.
I'm going to put steak fry at 2.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a good fry, man.
I definitely have the most controversial list. And at number 1, this music is so stupid.
So
tater tot potato wedges. I'm consideration, y'all, not really counting it. Roy, let's do it. The crinkle.
Crinkle's a great fry.
It's
a great fry.
Crinkle!
Freak me.
I don't know what it is.
Freak me.
I judge a lot of fries by how many bad ones can I get. So, like, when I get a regular fry, I hate the outer edge of that. I hate the...
They're never bad.
No.
The crinkle fries simultaneously can never be too big or too small.
Yes.
They're all the same
size.
The
consistency of the crinkle fry, I feel like I'm doing a damn Seinfeld
And when
show.
You know, when you go to the grocery store to buy a bag of fries, you always buy crinkle.
Always.
Always buy crinkle.
Always buy crinkle. Yeah. Potato wedges can be underdone. Curly fries and waffle can be overdone. I just feel like the crinkle fry is the most consistent. It's good. You can overcook it a little bit. It can be soggier. It's money.
Well, there it is. Well, according to BuzzFeed, the definitive ranking of French fry styles, crinkle cut falls way down on the list at number 11.
Okay.
So you're
11?
You can't even name 10 other types of fries.
What's their top, Troy?
Their top 5. I don't even know what this is. I'm sure someone's going to kill me on the fan text. Number 5 is a Belgian fry.
Okay, I don't know.
That's the regular.
Okay. Number 4 is a truffle fry. That was my number 3.
Poutine.
Oh, wait, no, it's, yeah.
Number 3 on the list from BuzzFeed is sweet potato fries. So, Sean, you and BuzzFeed together. Number 2, waffle fry.
Yeah.
And number 1, according to BuzzFeed, on National French Fry Day, It's the curly fry.
The curly fry. People love the curly fry. As curly fry can be number one.
The long crinkle one that looks like a telephone cord is the best one.
What'd you say?
Like the long curly fry is the best one.
Yes.
The one that looks like a
looks
telephone
like a pig's
cord.
Tail.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.